The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell for the next couple of hours here on ESPN 97.5. What's going on? Lance is in there. And just before the show starts, either he's talking business in there. What the hell happened with this? What did Fred do to this?
Dell and I are trying to put together a new segment.
What is it called?
That involves having the big question of the day. This one is going to, I want to save it.
Is there any thirst involved? Because there was a lot of thirst involved.
Nothing about anybody being thirsty.
Pre-show meeting.
You're thirsty sometime.
I'm really thirsty.
John's Coors thirsty. Light. What's
what
wrong with that?
What the bleep did Fred do to this?
What has happened to that thing?
Needs improvemymicrophone.com.
You do need to.
It's not standing up.
No.
Whatever's going on with this.
That's not.
Horrible.
You got a problem there. Yeah. So I'm going to save it. Because I don't even want to, hint at it. We'll see if we can get it ready for the next segment. But it's the big question of the day. And here's the thing: we want you guys to participate because John and I have opinions, and you'll know that when I bring up the question at 713-780-3776. But if you're listening via the app and you don't want to call in or you can't call in or whatever, you can tweet us also at John Granato. At Lance Zierlein, if you want to throw Dell in there, at Dell V2, because he likes you to at him instead of just talking trash about him. This question is going to come up. You can respond via Twitter or you can give us a call. We'll do that here in the next segment. But it's a topic that is it's picking up steam nationally and something that we had on the show yesterday. So I will leave it at that. Something that I didn't get to that I want to open up with today, I teased it yesterday, John. You know, the Astros won a World Series.
They did?
Yeah. I don't know if you know that. I wasn't on the radio, and I just had to sit there and just have no opinions. I got to do a fun podcast, but it's kind of a pain to get everything edited and whatnot. Wow, that microphone is going to be a real problem.
There it is.
There you go.
I did it.
Bang. Boom.
That's all you have to do is force stuff in, and it'll work.
It'll work.
We don't say stuff around here like that.
What? What?
No forcing.
I had to force it into this holder here.
Nope.
There it is.
Hold dirt.
Nope.
No forcing.
So, just willingly put
okay.
it in there.
Well,
make sure that it's a willing person.
The holder was like, "Yeah, go ahead."
I'm really not sure that it wanted it like this, but that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be.
No.
So the Astros won a World Series. That's great. We're all super excited, and to this day, I almost still can't believe it. And we'll get AJ Hinch in studio here in the very, very near future. Lance McCullers, World Series champ, will join us on Friday to co-host with us. But when you look at the Rockets, they added Chris Paul. We obviously know he's a better leader than James Harden. I think leadership was clearly missing with the Rockets. Mm-hmm. That was a big missing component. They haven't really lost a lot. I kind of thought their bench had been decimated, but when you look at it, Eric Gordon's still there.
Well, I think Mendea's they added. Still there. I think their bench is better.
Mbamute, Tarik Black.
Tucker,
like, they're a better team than last year. Yeah. On paper, they're for sure a better team, a deeper team. Their 10 is better. Steph Curry hurt again. Steph Curry has multiple injuries this year.
Well, his ankles have always been an issue.
Yeah, but they weren't for a few years there. No. It looked like he had kind of gotten past it. Now they're starting to pop up again. I'm wondering if the juggernaut that is the Golden State Warriors, maybe this might be the year where the Rockets get a little bit of help from the old injury bug.
I don't know.
To get past them.
Again, I think it is, you know, and it's all fine and good. Even when before Chris Paul got on the court, they looked like a different team, and they were awesome, and they were, you know, all that stuff. They need Chris Paul for the playoffs. If Chris Paul isn't healthy for the playoffs, then it's going to be a real problem. But this is regular season Rockets. It's not that I'm taking them with a grain of salt. It's awesome. They're a really good basketball team.
You're not taking them with a grain of salt?
We've been all in before, and they've disappointed in the postseason. This season is – listen – this is a great regular season basketball team. It's possibly the number one seed this year, and that would be awesome if you got all home court advantage. That would be awesome. But what this team needs to do, Chris Paul and James, both of them, need to prove that they can do it in the postseason. So I know that, you know, we're supposed to be, and I am. I'm excited about this basketball. It's a very, very good basketball team. But we've seen this act before, haven't we?
It's two very, very different seasons. The regular season, we can get excited about, but we know there's another season that it almost feels unconnected to the regular season.
Yeah.
And that's a playoff.
No, it's a different deal.
That's just the truth, because James has disappeared at times in series or last year in games. And until he fixes it, what do you want us to do?
And he's been great in the postseason, too. I mean, Jeff Van Gundy would argue, when we had him on after James disappeared in game six, he said, well, what about all the other games? You guys aren't coming. Yeah, but the elimination games, the other games aren't important because they would have been eliminated if he didn't play that way earlier.
Right.
So.
No, yeah, I mean, he's been given credit for it. That's what I tell Coach Van Gundy. Like, that was a topic on my other show a zillion days in a row. James, MVP, James, he was given credit for all those other games. But when you're the boss, and Coach knows this,
yeah.
When you are the boss and you are the hammer, you can't lay a turd. It ruins your – look at – we love Bagwell and Biggio. These guys weren't exactly killers in the playoffs.
Well, let me ask you. So obviously this was the greatest Astros team ever. But the difference between Altuve and Biggio and Bagwell now is nutting up. And until James nuts up in the most critical situations, and I think the Astros may have taught everybody here in this city.
That's what I'm wondering, if there's a little bit of momentum here, and James doesn't have to bear the brunt of, you know, maybe he doesn't love it when everything's on his shoulders in the biggest situations. Yeah, Chris Paul can take that on if he's healthy.
Except James didn't do it. Let's not forget Oklahoma City either, because against Miami, he couldn't handle that.
Miami.
No.
But he also wasn't the one. He wasn't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Right. He still wasn't the. You know what? It wasn't all on his shoulders, and yet he still didn't perform.
But with that said, this is a really good Rocket team. It's balanced. It's got another guy. Chris Paul and James can definitely play together. There's no question about that. We're seeing that. Chris can subjugate his game when he needs to, and I think James has a lot of respect for Chris Paul. And James isn't Russ. Like, James can play with guys. Russ just can't play with guys. Russ is going to be Russ, and Crazy Russell is just, you just have to deal with it. James can make other people better, and we all agree there. James is a phenomenal player. Mm-hmm. This guy was a triple-double machine last year, but none of that ultimately is going to matter until he proves that he can play with consistency in a postseason. However, I did want to point out, this little injury bug with Steph Curry, that's a big deal, because that's an issue, as you mentioned, you alluded to it. Those ankles have been an issue for him in the past. Mm-hmm. And if it's popping up now with multiple ankle injuries, maybe they get a little benefit from, you know, an injury bug. And maybe Golden State's not at full speed in one of the rounds of the playoffs. Or maybe you end up playing Golden State in the finals. And by then, Golden State, and specifically Steph, is beat to hell and just ineffective. Or maybe he's not... just can't go. I don't know. But
didn't we see this last year, though, when Kevin Durant went down and we said, oh, man, look at this. It's okay. So they got the injury bug. And look,
they got a zillion guys who can score.
Well, they still do, even without Steph, right?
Yeah, that's
now, they're not the same team without Steph. And they've already lost, what, six games this year?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that was all of 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this is, not all of it, but almost all of it.
73-9.
73-9. That's stupid.
And I do want to point out, injuries and no injuries, and Chris Paul is now here, different team. But the Rockets lost a series in a game six without Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker on the floor. So they had the biggest advantage they could ever have.
Right.
Well, James didn't show. Like, James somebody made James mad.
Elimination
James. So he decided
James
he didn't want to play.
No, that's Elimination James. That's the name
we gave him. James didn't even try a shot.
That's the point. We don't know what the issue was. There's always something. 13 turnovers in one game.
What do you think it was? No. But this was something that, like, somebody made James mad, and James basically said, I'll show you. I won't even shoot.
You think
he was standing 30 feet from the basket, and one person said this, and when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, I feel like this could be accurate. They said there's the big all-whites party in – it's not what you think, Dell. It's where everyone dresses up in the all-white clothes.
I know what it is.
It's in Miami, I think.
Yeah, most parties around here are all-white parties.
He wanted to get there.
Yeah, and that James, if they won, he wouldn't have been able to play. I'm thinking, oh, my God, why would I even consider that to be a possibility? And yet in my head I'm thinking, I could actually see where James, if he was mad, would say, you know what? Screw you, Coach. I'd screw you, Coach D'Antoni. You're going to talk all that mess to me about how I didn't show up, or you said something about me in game five not finishing or something like that in the post game. I'll show you. what happens if you don't have James Harden playing well? I'm the one who's carried this whole team. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, James might have had a conversation in his own mind where he said, you came after me after game five in San Antonio, where James was brilliant until the fourth quarter. Then he stunk in game five, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, James might have gotten pissed at Mike D'Antoni, because what else could explain him standing 30 feet from the basket and attempting one shot in the first quarter and not attacking the rim? He might have gotten mad at D'Antoni and then decided, you know what, I'd rather go to the all-whites party anyway and not even play. And if that even possibly happened, it's hard for me to back James as a dude, because I can't believe.
Well, he was out in the club that night. Later that night, he was out in the clubs, and they were chanting MVP after that game.
Well, whoever's chanting MVP is not a smart person.
No, that was, well, anyway. No, this is a good basketball. And I'm just hoping that everybody in this city, the Texans included, when Bill O'Brien is running three times with Lamar Miller into the line instead of letting Deshaun Watson win a game, and he's just, here, Seattle. I'm just going to, here, New England. Have some nuts. If you didn't learn anything from the Astros, it's grow a pair.
What was that? I mean, what were those plays?
They were terrible. They could not have been more conservative and scared, playing scared.
Two games, New England and Seattle.
And Seattle.
And their defense screwed them at the end in both of them.
Yeah.
The
offense screwed. The offense screwed them.
Yeah, but then the defense couldn't. Well, the defense couldn't stop. What, it would take three plays to get all the way down the field of Seattle. Seattle's like, crap, we may have left too much time on the clock. We scored in like 17 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. All right,
Jonathan Joseph's like, I can't run anymore. But who? It wasn't Joseph on that one. It was Marcus Williams or
down the middle of the field, the tight end. Wasn't it Cunningham or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who busted? I think it was Cunningham. Busted, yeah.
Yeah. All right, 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. I don't know if you guys know this, but I drank a couple Coors Lights yesterday. I did. I had a nice little time. We went out, had a few cocktails, and we're celebrating. It's a celebration time right now.
What was the celebration?
The holiday season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just the celebration of the season in general.
It's the holiday season.
You started celebrating the holiday season on just December 5th, a Tuesday?
A cold front came in.
Oh, well, I gotcha.
Well, does it not feel like it's a little frightful outside? Yeah. And so it's time to celebrate, and it's time to celebrate with a Coors Light, everybody. Climb on, brother. That's what I'm saying. Climb on, brother.
Reach on, brother.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is please, please, this holiday season, have yourself a nice cup of cold Coors Lights. Enjoy family and friends. Nothing says the holidays like Coors Light. It just doesn't get any better, more heartwarming than Coors Light this holiday season. Well, it doesn't matter what you're doing. A couple of Coors Lights makes it better. If you're standing in line at the bank, isn't it better with a Coors Light? Yes. If you're somewhere in traffic and it's terrible, but you got a Coors Light, well, no, you can't do that. No. Well, if you're a passenger, you can. Okay. That's awesomeness. So no matter what it is, make it a Coors Light this holiday season. Climb on, brother. Drink responsibly.
Or Rocky Rocket Launcher, shake that laffy taffy, jolly raunchy rap. Bang, 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 ski, 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 she do that thing.
ESPN 97.5.
And now break your face with a no look pass. Now back to your parking lot, pimp with your little hook.
This is so stupid. The Big Think tweets, Apu is a racist stereotype. The Simpsons writers should be ashamed. Really? Really? They should be ashamed. What the hell?
Where's this coming from?
I don't know.
This is a random.
Yeah.
Did he send it to you?
No. Jackie retweeted it. Oh. And Jackie says, well, as a white dude, I ain't thrilled with Homer. Right? Does Homer make us all look bad? White people, though?
Homer's the least of your problems. Of white people's problems. I don't think you guys should be worried about Homer at all.
You don't
guys
think
got
we
other
should,
problems.
The Homer's not. We got to ask. We're going to have to keep this for Raheel. Because see if that.
Raheel's not Indian, though. Apu's Indian.
He's the opposite. He's not Indian. The Indians for him are
what?
That would be Oklahoma, and he's Texas.
Same thing.
Well, they're not on the same team.
Same thing.
You've heard, Dell.
You know, it's so different. Oklahoma's so different than Texas.
Ask him about the movie Slumdog Millionaire. Mm-hmm. He thinks the whole movie's bad guys.
He goes, I'm not sure why people are taking sides here. They're all evil. What's going on?
This movie's terrible. Like, Dell, it was a great... Actually, I watched it again the other day. It was a really good movie.
That's a great movie. I was here yesterday. I was with one of the Oregon assistant coaches. Well, now the Florida State assistant coach, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And he was talking about, man, I just got the call today. Willie says, we're out. We're all out. Just got fired. And now they're going to head to Florida State.
Just got fired?
Well, the assistants had to get fired so they could go with Willie.
Oh, I got you.
Had to go so they could go with Willie. So, anybody that he's taken with him. But it's a strange dichotomy because they're a Nike school and you just screwed Phil Knight and his baby. You told Phil Knight that his baby was ugly. 1 year, you were with them. It's a bad look being at a school for 1 year. And there's some stories out today about who loses. You know who loses is the kids. They're going to have their third coach in 2 years. And that's a tough look. The problem is that I don't know how you fix this. Here's the thing, though, and I can't agree more with this. If you're a coach and you've got time on your contract, why is it you can just walk when players
can't?
It's
a real problem.
It sucks.
It's a real problem because buyouts don't mean anything. Like, they're going to have to get real buyouts.
You go to Oregon last year with Willie Taggart. You're a freshman with Willie Taggart this year. He redshirts you or whatever happens. He's got a 5-year deal. You say, well, I got a coach that likes me, that I'm going to be with for the next 5. If the coach leaves, I just don't understand why they don't let kids move on from there. Because that coach, well, you'd create chaos and you didn't go there for the coach. Yeah, you did. Let's be realistic about this. Why do you go to a school? Because they want you there. Why do you pick that school? It's because they want you there. It's a load of crap. If you want to, I've been going through this for the last few years in college football. It sucks.
You talk about the kids. Willie Taggart was at USF, has Florida ties, and now those kids who decide to follow him from Florida, which there are quite a bit, are in Oregon, way away from home, and don't know where they stand. There are multiple kids. I'm just looking at his recruiting class from last year, the one he pieced together. There are at least, as I go through, 5 Florida kids who followed him from Florida to Oregon, and now their coach they trusted to go to Oregon, probably a place they've never been in their lives,
right,
is gone. And all the coaches that their position coaches, most of them, if not all of them, will be gone.
The guys who recruited them.
Yeah.
Right. And now you come in, and whoever it is, what if it's a different style of offense? What if it's a different style of defense? What if they're looking for a different kind of kid for their defense or their offense? And you're like, what the bleep? I went across. You can't be further from Florida to Oregon. Almost you can't be. Maybe Washington.
How many kids went from Florida to Oregon, you think?
I'm looking at it, 5 to 6.
Last year.
That's shocking.
Just last year. Now he's telling all the kids, by the way, all you kids that I was recruiting from Florida to come up to Oregon,
you're going to go to Florida State.
John,
now.
I've been to Oregon. Broward County is very similar to Oregon. Very similar to Eugene.
When I think of...
That's the same thing.
Booker T. Washington and the 305. It's the same type of high school.
Same type of thing as like, the different, the bearded waiters at the Woodsman at Tavern, right, and the different microbreweries that are around campus, right, and it's very, all the wooded areas. It's very similar to what you get in the Broward County area. That's just the same
thing. Oh, by the way, now I'm going up. He goes, 1 year, I'm going up to Oregon. My family, I followed you up here. My family can't get to any of my games. You know, and now you take off. Now they can go, they can leave, and they can sit a year, and they can follow him to Oregon, get back to Florida. But, and nothing against Willie. Well, that's fine. Willie Taggart can go and do whatever he wants. It just blows. I'm telling you, it sucks for the kids. No, they got the scholarship. Yeah, they got the scholarship, and you're not supposed to go. Tell me about it, okay? This dude is going to probably make even more money, mm-hmm, than the stupid money that he was making up there.
Oh, yeah.
And be where he wants to be, but none of the kids that followed him up there or kids that decided I'm going to play for Willie Taggart are they're all screwed.
But you can't change that rule unless you change
unless you took an aggressive stand that basically said when you sign a contract, you're not allowed to leave and no buyouts matter. You can't leave unless there's a mutual parting by both sides.
Right.
That's the only way that that even remotely is feasible, because this is coaches now are leveraging everything into additional contracts. They're leveraging themselves. Gary Patterson had a ton of time left, and they gave him 2 more years. And I don't know if Patterson even did anything or his agents did. Gary Patterson's not going anywhere. He never has gone anywhere. He's never even mentioned anywhere, and they re-upped him. You know, which is TCU's prerogative, Kevin. Someone got 2 extensions within 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, schools, Nick Saban, extensions. It's like quarterbacks when they're not the highest paid and they get a new contract. That's what college football has turned into. And as long as you keep doing this stuff, you know, you've got to make these contracts matter. This is just, it's really, I'm kind of like you. I'm at a breaking point now where I'm just thinking, this is insane that you can go for a year to a program like Oregon. It's a, you know, that's a tier one program, especially with the facilities and money and everything. Their facilities, I've been told that they have better stuff than everybody in the world. Like, it's Olympic training caliber stuff, and to leave there, and it's a great campus. There's a lot of good stuff about it. To be able to leave after 1 year, and I get that Florida State is like a dream job for Willie Taggart, and that's fine.
Hey, I'm not pretty good, right?
But it should be one of those things where he goes, man, life's just sucks that way. That, you know, I get this great job, but in the back of my mind, I would have loved to have had that one. But too bad I got 4 years left.
Right. Well, the plan was thought to be. That this wouldn't happen for another 2-3 years. That would have been ideal. Honestly, that was the plan.
It's 2 or 3 years that you don't have to worry about this
right,
now.
Right, right, and it just so happened. Well, it opened now, so I got to go. I got to jump at it because this is where he wants. And don't begrudge this dude at all. It's just the rules, the way that it is laid out for the student athlete sucks. It just sucks because the coach can take off at any time and the player can't. Well, the player can't if he sits. There's only so much time, and if you redshirted last year for Oregon because you know, then you're going to have to sit another year. You're wasting your college career because dude just decided I'm taking off. I don't care.
You know, I wonder if they could institute a rule that says you have to stay a minimum of 2 years if you're a head coach, and it's non-negotiable. Like it's, I don't know. Now we're talking about labor law, but I don't know. 2 years, 3 years. It's basically what we're doing is saying live up to your contract.
Yeah,
that's all we're saying.
There's no such thing. The contract doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's meaningless. The greatest job going right now is college football coach because your contract doesn't bind you from re-upping your deal constantly. And then if you get fired, in most cases, it's all coming.
Well, I made a little joke about the, you know, AJ Hinch and, you know, trying to keep the players the other night at the banquet. I was like, forget that. How are you going to keep AJ?
Keep AJ?
How are you going to keep AJ when the Aggies are giving $75 million to a guy who won 5 games? What's he worth? $1.5 billion? I mean, honestly, he came up and when he got on the pony, he goes, you know what? I want to be a college football coach. That's what I want to be. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is stupid what they're getting. It's right now. And then I heard AJ and Fred yesterday, and they were like, how in the world, Kevin Sumlin is the leader for the Oregon job. How in the world does that dude walk into a better job? I think, did Kevin Sumlin do a crap job at Texas A&M?
No.
I mean, that Kevin Sumlin would get another big job. As I understand it, they talked for a long time, Kevin Sumlin and, you know, Oregon's owner, Phil Knight. but the question is whether or not Kevin Sumlin wants to coach this year.
He's got 10.6 coming to him regardless.
Yeah,
and just Kevin Sumlin could go chill on TV somewhere and do nothing, take time off.
And you
got to decompress from coaching. The greatest thing that ever happened to my dad was taking 3 years off. He retired. He thought he was done. He retired, and then Bruce Arians got the head coaching job at Arizona. He came back. My dad has been 1 zillion times happier since he came back and had 3 years off because he decompressed. He kind of recalibrated the importance of different things in his life and all that. And like, he hasn't been stressed out. He's a totally different person. When you get a chance to decompress a little bit, especially from a stressful job like that, I think Kevin Sumlin would be well served, but this is a pretty great opportunity. You just trade in your Adidas for Nike and you get a ton of money. A great opportunity. They've had recruiting pipeline to Texas in the past. So if he gets that opportunity, it might be hard for him to pass up. Hey, I got a question. So, Dell, We got a little soundbite here because I got a question for you, John.
All right.
And here we go. We'll play this little soundbite.
Right, you want to do it on the other side?
I'm just going to ask it and we'll answer it on the other side.
Okay, we'll answer it on the other side.
My thing.
Someday somebody's going to ask you.
I don't know we're getting the whole thing, but that's fine.
A question that you should say yes to.
You don't have to say yes to this, John.
Once in your life.
But I will tell you this. I've got a question for you. We'll just use just that part next time. The question for you is, we brought it up yesterday, and ESPN had a long take on it that I don't think they even anticipated going there. Is football, are you fundamentally changed with the sport of pro football? The physicality of that Steelers-Bengals game had people shook. Lewis Reddick's like, dude, after seeing Shazier, I'm seeing the hits and this and that. He said, I've changed my view of football over years, and so now when I see stuff like that, that used to be the standard for football for years and years. He goes, I just look at it differently now. I've been fundamentally changed with the way I see football, and I do think the CTE stuff has something to do with that, by the way. He didn't say that.
Well,
Tim Hasselbeck said that, too.
The back injuries thing. But we'll answer it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot. And heat up your holiday as well. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. You can open up that package. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you offer the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $40. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them I sent you. 1-800-GIVE-PJs, Pajamagram.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, John, I told you I had a question for you and a question for the listeners. Here we go. Let's get four on the phone line, 713-780. And it'll just be quick. We'll get you in and out. 713-780-3776. Let's make it happen. Phone call people with phones and cars. 713-780-3776. 7-6.
By the way, just as there's their calling here, we've got a way. We're going to give away another nice prize today. It's lunch for 10 at Nick's place. But we got a way where everybody, streamers, everybody are going to be able to participate.
Yeah, we're going to tell you in the next segment, you streamers, you better listen because you got a chance to win. Yeah. You don't have to get screwed over by the delay
We'll give you the word in the next segment. We'll give you the word and then we'll tell you how you're
segment.
Gonna...
We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we really don't have control of this show, so it doesn't matter.
We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
And we could forget. 713-780-3776. Here's the question. The question, and then, of course, you can respond on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at Dell V2 if you want to, at Dell. Have you changed, has your view of football and the physicality of it changed at all? Because Tim Hasselbeck, former player, he just said, I don't know that I want my kids playing anymore. And this is not the first guy to say this. We've heard professional athletes saying this a lot more. Football players and former football players. Some of it's the concussion stuff. Some of it is the rate of injury. Some of it is the just – and they're trying to dial it back. They're saying, let's not do this hit. Let's take this hit away. Take this hit away. And it used to be people would say, well, put a skirt on them. Put this –
old players still say it, though.
Yeah, they still do.
The game has changed. I don't like it. I want it to be physical.
And many of those guys have had – some of their friends who have had issues. Yeah. And I think, but I also think that players are bigger and faster now. And the problem with that is that speed, it just takes a little bit of physics to understand that creates more force. And that's why there are more knee injuries than ever before, because guys are cutting on knees it's the same ligaments, but it's more torque. And so they're tearing stuff without, you know, having the injuries. It used to be you had to get hit on the knee. Not anymore.
No.
Guys are tearing stuff all over the place. So have you changed with football fundamentally? Do you look at it any differently? Are you more concerned? If you're a dad or a mom, Have you changed your idea? And maybe you haven't. Maybe your answer is no. I still want my kids to play football. I'm still okay with playing football. At Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, I can tell you this. The Ravens and Steelers games from the late 2008, 2009, they were the same. They were much of the same thing that we saw with.
But we enjoyed. I wasn't.
10 years later, it feels different.
It feels different. Although I'm not. I'm not worried so much about this Ravens Steelers game. I wasn't crazy about the Bengals game. I'm worried for my son. You're gonna have to turn your. Yeah, the sound off.
Thanks,
on your computer.
ESPN, for just firing random videos off. I appreciate that, guys.
Well, you might put your, silent. Mute or something. I'm worried for my son. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's plays and every time he goes out there, the wrong kind of hit, puts his head down wrong, gets hit. The neck and back injury thing worries me a hell of a lot more than this than the concussion thing. Mm-hmm. Concussions, I think we're really, really in a. This is almost a not a witch hunt, but we're super sensitive to the concussion thing right now, mm-hmm. And I don't think it's nearly as I got concussed in games. Sean had multiple concussions. I've had playing ball in high school and college. You get concussed. Okay, I'm okay. And guys, I think it's different for everybody. Just because you get concussed, there are women who have CTE or have. All these mental problems, they never play football in their lives. I think it's by the person. I really do. I don't believe that just because you get hit in a football game that all of a sudden you're going to have brain issues later
some
in your
do,
life.
Some do, some don't.
Some do, some don't.
But they are.
Everybody's
but,
different. Troy Aikman, how many concussions did Troy Aikman have? He seems to be fine.
Well, but we don't know. And we don't know. Ted Johnson had a bunch of them, and he was had to be in rooms with no lights for years, right. And stuff like that. So I think, the CT stuff, starting to read up on it, you realize there are issues. It's really dangerous with youth because if you stack concussions when you can do tremendous damage. When you're older, it's not the same. It's not the same concern. The youth football, but the thought is, okay, they don't hit as hard. You're less likely to have the brain rattle around. But the CTE, if they get a test, and I guess they have one that can potentially test while you're alive, yeah. And it starts cranking up CTE results that are positive. Guys will be retiring en masse, especially guys who already have money who say,
"I don't need this.
I got $18 million in the bank. What am I going to?"
But I think there are going to be plenty of guys that go, "You know what?
Oh, there will be.
I'm fine. You know what? I got CTE. Oh, and I'm going to be fine. I want to play football."
What scares me is the amount of stories you hear about guys who start having anger issues. They start being abusive to their families, and they all say, like, if you watched any of this on Bryant Gumbel on Real Sports,
yes.
This is something they've been talking about for a while. Chris Nowinski has been one of the leaders,
and how ridiculous high school football has been,
yeah,
especially in the state of Texas,
yeah, yeah. And they say, they have these families who say, like Dave Duerson's family said, man, he was a different guy. Like, our dad was never like that, and he became angry, abusive, and all this stuff. And that's a guy who shot himself in the chest so he could protect his head so they could study his head because he knew something was wrong. Justin Strelzik had the same thing from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That was bad.
Junior Seau. No. Like, there's some big, big concerns about some guys that, I do worry for the sport, but I think participation. Here's where the World Cup screwed
up.
Well,
it already is. I don't know if you know this. The Southwest Football League?
There's no, what?
SFL? It's almost extinct.
What do you mean?
There's like four teams left. The youth football team down here, where JT played when he was younger, there were 30 teams. Now there's five or six.
Shut up.
Yeah. The kids, the parents aren't letting their kids play.
Well, if you're a parent that comes from some money, you're going to say, we'll find something else.
Well, flag football. They're playing flag football.
Okay.
More. Yeah. I mean, because they don't want the head issues. And I've seen guys who said, why are kids playing before high school? Just go play. You know what? You can play in flag football.
My dad
stuff.
Didn't want to play.
Don't hit and don't. Yeah, I played Little League. I started in fifth grade. But I know a lot of parents and pros who say you don't need to start hitting until you're in high school. You really don't. Let's get Lenny in here. Yep. He's got his views on this. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning. My thoughts is I don't understand why they keep talking about how they're going to change how they teach things, but I played in the 80s and my son played in the mid 2000s, and they are teaching that way. They've always been teaching that way, as far as I know, to hit with your head up.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't the impressive hits to get people fired up, and that's what the coaches react to to big hits, and I think that's the problem. I mean, we got to not only teach it, but you know, follow through after, you know, when things happen. Don't celebrate the big hits. Don't keep throwing them over and over and over.
I mean, the heads up football is really big, is a really big initiative that the NFL got on board with, and it has been around. That's going to help. Do you know about Seattle and how they tackle, the rugby tackle style that they learned? They learned it's like a rugby roll. It's a certain kind of tackle that you put your head in a certain area. You tackle with, I want to say it's the, like your head should be on, you'll think that they'll miss tackles like this, but basically if, let's say the play is moving to the right, you want to tackle with your head on the inside hip and your outside shoulder catches them and you wrap up that way and you drive through them and you roll. That way your head isn't going to be, if your head's on the outside hip and they're driving through, you know, you could have the head collision. It keeps your head out of it. It's how rugby tacklers, the really good rugby tacklers, do it. Seattle had them come in and show all their players, and I've watched a video of it. Seattle it's a tackling clinic. Like, they do it the right way because they learned it that way. That's pro athletes. They were able to change the way they did it. So I think
they have adapted. Doable. Safeties have adapted.
Yeah.
You know, I think you see a lot of perfect form tackles now that you didn't see before. Big hits. The guys were going for headhunting, yeah, and all that stuff. And it's changed. If you can't do it anymore, then you're going to change and you're going to adapt so that you can still play the game and not get penalized. There was always the argument, rugby guys, they don't wear any helmets. So how come they're not all concussed? Yeah, there are concussions in rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are.
There's concussions in soccer.
However, you do learn, you do adapt if you don't have a helmet. The thought was, in football for a while, the helmet is actually, because, and by the way, the helmet wasn't all that good. The technology is a lot better right now in helmets. Mm-hmm. But the thought was, well, you're just creating head injuries because you're wearing a helmet. You think you can use that as a weapon. And a lot of guys were. The Chuck Cecils, back in the day,
those guys
were, holy crap.
They had 20 stingers.
But he's right, Lenny's right, though. We all go, oh, and the NFL used to put out biggest hits, mm-hmm, and all that. They used to celebrate the big hit. Now you can, rightfully so. But when you're in a game and you see a big hit, you go, oh.
But isn't it funny we look at, yeah, that's true. Isn't it funny that we look at boxing? And we've had years of boxing and guys who can't talk, and we're like, act like we're super surprised. Like, I can't believe there's some guys who are having brain issues in football who have played since they were 10. This doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to turn on this old video of Larry Holmes doing an interview or Thomas Hearns. Like, yeah, shocking. Yep. Let's break it right here. Your word of the day, when we come back, you got a chance to win, and we'll tell you how when we come back here in just a moment. Twitter has responded. Also, if you got a phone call that you want to talk about, the 713-780-3776. Read some of the tweets about people who have strong opinions about the football as well.
Hey, Republic Harley-Davidson opens 7 days a week right now during the holidays. Financing for everyone. It's at 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. RepublicHD.com. If you haven't been to Republic Harley-Davidson, you got to check it out. How about it? You know, bikes are so cool. So neat. And if you're looking for the bike, Republic Harley-Davidson is the place to get it. You can get new or used. You're going to find the best prices on bikes in the biggest selection. It's unbelievable. When you drive up, you see the bikes that are lined up outside. It's just ridiculous how many bikes to choose from. And I'm telling you, that'll probably be the hardest part for you. When you walk in the showroom, you're like, holy cow. And it just, it glistens. It literally glistens because the bikes are so shiny and every single one, and you're like, wow. And then you go upstairs and you got all the clothing up there as well, anything that you need. And it says, if it says Harley on it, then you're a bike guy or you have a bike guy that you want to get something for. They just love anything that says Harley on it. You know, it's just the Harley logo is the logo for all bikes. So you want to learn to ride, you can do that as well. At Republic Harley-Davidson, it is the place to get your bike. Open 7 days a week during the holiday. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Jared, we're going to get your phone call here in just a second. 713-780-3776. Quickly, we'll get some of the Twitter responses.
Ragnar says, would people be talking about physicality of Steelers-Bengals if it wasn't on Monday Night Football? Yeah. I mean,
well,
it depends on if they would have seen it. But yeah, obviously more people saw it. But people who watched it would have talked about it for sure. JD says, no doubt watching NFL's change. Concussions. It's Jason in the H. No doubt. He once called into one of my shows and said that he thought, he's like, dude, you're kind of a douche. He told one of the hosts that they were kind of a douche and that he wanted to like them, but he just couldn't. Mm. And he wanted him to just relax and be a regular dude, but that didn't happen. Mm. Jason says, no doubt watching NFL's change. Concussion movie has everything to do with it for me. Think there will be a waiver players must sign after next collective bargaining agreement.
Travis says, concussions causing problems is fake news, according to John Granato. Ugh, bad take. Please school him, Lance. And then he says, statistician, neuroscientist John Granato says that he had concussions. He is fine. Therefore, concussions are no big deal.
And I would really debate, have you heard, John? He's not fine.
All concussions are equal, according to Travis. Therefore, if you get a concussion, you immediately have CTE, and you're going to lose your mind.
Well, I don't know if you have CTE.
Apparently, Travis, the neuroscientist, thinks every freaking concussion is equal.
Someone got triggered.
Well, that's just stupid, Travis. That's not what I said. I didn't say it was fake news. I said Troy Aikman had 8. I don't know. And other guys, everyone is different.
Steve Young.
So everyone, how their brains react is different.
Steve Young retired because of concussion.
So we can't just say that they all. Yeah, Steve Young. And he's on TV every day. I don't know. Now, I don't know what Steve. And some guys. Hey, I know a lot of guys that play football. Travis, I know a lot of former NFL players that hit heads every single day. And they are just fine. And then I know other ones that had problems. Everyone is different, Travis. I guess you think everybody's the same. Okay. All brains are created equal. All concussions are equal. Okay. No, that's not what I said, Travis.
I believe every man has been created equal, John.
I think I said, yes, every brain is created equal. I love this really big kid. Is that a high school game or what is that?
You're talking about something on TV they can't see. But it is pretty awesome. It's a kid that's
about 300 with number 27.
And he can barely move his knees. Touchdown on a kick return. Right. Let's get Jared in here. He said he's got a coach's perspective on this topic. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk. Double Rod.
Yeah,
what do you say,
Rod,
pal?
To you, brother.
Anyways, hey, I am a coach. In a school district, and you know the amount of we always tell parents, don't let your kids play peewee football. There's reasons behind this. Number one, every summer they have something. And your brother can probably attest to this, Lance. We have something called coaches school, and we go to coaches school, and it's all around the state. It's like 3 days. Basically, all it is a big convention and a big drinking fest for coaches to meet and mingle. And you go and you get to listen to college coaches talk. They have safety experts. They have doctors there. They talk about this kind of stuff. And then on top of the training that we do for that, we've got to do UIL training for concussions and how to detect concussions and the protocol behind it. Then you have district policies where you're taking another 6 hours worth of internet courses and everything else where they're adding on to what you learn from the state. And when you're in peewee football, I mean, every single game that we have, whether it's from the junior high level to the high school level, you have a trainer on the sideline that even if a kid looks like he got his bell rung or he's slow to get up, they're rushing out there grabbing him, pulling him off, and they're examining him. You don't have that in peewee football. And also you got a bunch of dads out there, and I know that they have different training from when I played peewee football, because when I played peewee football, there was a helicopter landing in the field behind us almost once a week because kids are lowering their heads and everything else. But when you have dads that don't know the game and they're out there trying to teach their kids how to hit, they want to see the big hit. They want to see kids' bodies flying, you know, and they don't have trainers on the sidelines. So from a coach's perspective, if I had to recommend it, and I've been doing coaching now for going on 5 years, I know it hasn't been that long, but I've listened to coaches that are, you know, ahead of me, and I've listened to people who have been around a long time, and every single coach, and I don't know what your brother thinks, will say, keep away from peewee football. So I just want to get y'all's opinion. I want to give you my take on it as a coach.
You know what? I haven't had kids play it. I played it when I was in third grade. My mom cried when I went out and played. My dad wasn't really crazy about me playing, but I really wanted to play. So I played.
it was no big deal. It was no big deal at that. And maybe
we had terrible equipment too.
Now I would probably
terrible helmets.
Oh yeah,
terrible.
There are probably some a-hole coaches and dads. We all know that. That's obvious. Yeah. In Miami, they're gambling on games.
Have you watched Friday Night Tykes?
Oh, I heard it's the worst. I was told I needed to watch it because I would lose my mind. I've heard it's absolutely the worst. But you know what? I'm glad that there's all this concussion protocol and all this, because it was kind of hidden for years. Like, there either wasn't knowledge of it, or there's been concern that the NFL had information and didn't give it to players and the Players Association, which is really a concern if that's accurate. So I have no problem with them being careful with this, because even if people don't respond the same way to concussions, John, I think they have the right to. If they're going to be somebody who responds very poorly and end up like Dave Duerson, then they need to be protected from themselves, because a lot of people are just going to keep playing. Hey, rung my bell, because either they're tough or it's a financial thing or whatever the case may be. John says, my view of the game hasn't changed at all. And as a Buckeyes fan, my heart hurts for 50. Who's 50 with the Buckeyes?
Ryan Shazier.
Oh, okay, yeah. For 50, but they are millionaires because of the danger. I could die in a plant any day, but I risk it to get paid decent. I'm always a little concerned about the old apples to apples us compared to professional athletes.
Yeah, no.
Because it's not, you know, we're not doing the same. But I do understand the angle that people say, well, they understand it's a dangerous sport and all that. And there is, yeah, they certainly understand it's a dangerous sport. Now, the one argument I used to make was, you need to make sure they have all the information. And I think they do have the information about some of the dangers that they didn't have before, about what can happen if you stack a bunch of concussions and stuff like that. Let them know everything. Let there be full disclosure, and then let them make decisions. Because they ain't going anywhere. There's still going to be a lot of people playing, because it's a lot of money.
No, the best part of NASCAR are the wrecks. People love collisions regardless. I would risk my body, mind for millions. And hey, you guys, I've always said, you know what, the steroids guys, you know, I don't know that I wouldn't do it to have that life. I would risk my own to have my children and their children taken care of for the rest.
Would you risk your mind?
Yeah. I mean, if I would risk my body to, you know, look at the Lyle Alzados and the hell
would
that they lived.
Would you risk your kid's mind for him to potentially be a star?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's
different.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you look at it differently, you understand.
Now, I let my kid play football. He wanted to play, and he played. He didn't play. Well, he played in fifth grade.
What if JT came up now? Would it change at all for you? If JT were
probably
10
not.
Right now?
Probably not. He wants to play.
I will let my kids play.
Yeah.
But I know Snacks told me something. Like, he's worried about, you know, some
of
these injuries.
Well, that's a bad thing. Don't let him, if he's worried about it.
But he also wants to be a cornerback, and I'm like, you got to play safety.
Yeah.
I don't want to explain to you why right now. But
maybe
you really need to worry about being a box safety more than a corner.
Give him that lesson right now. Hey, you want to bulk up and play linebacker?
Yeah.
That's your best shot.
Inside linebacker.
Yeah, inside
linebacker. The word of the day is anyway.
Yep.
Okay, here's the day. Here's the deal. We're going to give away at 9 o'clock exactly. We're going to shut the phone lines down, and so everybody gets a chance to get the lunch for 10 with me and Lance over at Nick's Place. It's a lunch for 10. You and your buddies, you can take the office, whatever you want to do. 10, we're going to go to Nick's Place after the show and have lunch with you. But it's going to be at exactly 9 o'clock. The 25th caller, you have to say anyway. And the 25th person that says anyway is going to win. So that everybody, when it hits 9 o'clock exactly, shutting the phone lines down, starting them up, 25th caller.
Yeah.
That way the people on the stream can play too.
Absolutely.
You guys are in. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right, 757 ESPN 97.5. What about your grill?
My grill? This isn't the Paul Wall grills we're talking about. This is the Texas Star Grill Shop grills that we're talking about. And I can tell you this, their grills are phenomenal. Holiday sale going on right now. There's two locations here in the Houston area, one in Spring off Louetta, and the other one is at 59 and Shepherd. But when it comes to the grill shop, it is a Texas Grill Shop that is where you need to go. And I don't care if you're a beginner or if you're an expert, you'll find a grill that can take your barbecuing to the next level. They've got charcoal grills. They've got the gas grills, like the Weber gas grills, infrared grills. They've got the, the Kamado Joe. You can use the charcoal there, the wood pellet grills, like the ones I've used, Memphis wood pellet grills, the Traeger, the Green Mountain. There's something different about all of them, but you'll find the right one for your budget, and you're going to find the right one for how you barbecue. Just remember this. Succulent meats and chicken and pork tenderloins and pizzas you can do on there, and vegetables taste better than ever before. There's nothing that you can't do on one of these grills. And with that Memphis, for example, you can get it up to almost 800 degrees. That is insane. Started at 180 and go all the way up. Let them take care of you, and they'll find the right spice, marinade, rub, accessories like pizza stones and rib racks and, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for this holiday season, they will get you great Christmas presents, or maybe you want to give yourself the present of a brand new grill. Go to TexasGrillShop.com. Assembly and delivery, that's absolutely free. Make sure that you go to TexasGrillShop.com.
All right, time to talk about my man, Mark Klein over Klein Fine Jewelers. December 22nd is the date. We're heading over there. We're going to have the big Christmas party. But now here's the plan. You go over to Klein's this week or next week or whatever. You choose what you want. He can make it right there because he's a manufacturer in a retail store. And then he has it ready for you on Christmas when you come to the party. Am I right or am I right, Mark?
That's it. We have over, you know, 50 pair of diamond earrings, diamond hoops, diamond studs, anything in diamond pendants. Diamond bracelets, diamond rings. If you want to get engaged for this Christmas time, we have diamond rings. We do everything custom made, as well as we have over 500 different rings in stock, and the best prices in the city of Houston. Compare the prices. Go. You see all these commercials on the TV. Well, compare the prices. You can text us and ask us the price for this picture. If you found the picture online, how much is this? We'll text you right back. If the price is the best, come to Klein's and get it. If not, don't get it. I mean, I'm a nice guy, and I throw great parties, but hey, if my prices aren't great on diamonds, don't get it from me, but they are. They're the best in the city. We've been doing it for years. You got to check us out if you're looking to get your girl something for Christmas.
Listen, if you're looking for the best place to get that jewelry from her, I'm telling you, for years and years and years, Mark's been doing it, and he continues to do it right now at Klein's Fine Jewelers. Mark, they can call you on your cell phone.
They can. Call or text, either one, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. And, hey, check out KleinsJewelry.com. We're at 5868 West Timer at Fountain View. We've been there for years. We're going to take care of you. Give us a call. Check us out. It's the best deal in the city of Houston.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.